Hey family, it's your Teraphim. I'm back with a dream. So as I was sleeping, the Lord took me into the realm of the spirit. He took me into the state of Maryland, and he sat me down behind an angel, but the angel was dressed like a man, all right? And it was for my safety that I kept a safe distance. So he was dressed sort of like the guy in this image. I tried to create this image as best as I could. But at first, the sky was normal. It was like white and there were some clouds. All right. You saw some streaks of blue, but it just was filled with a bunch of white clouds. Then you see this bird show up. And the bird is flying in the sky. But you could tell the angel had something with him, attached to his vest, and he was unloading it. And immediately the bird starts to send off lightning strikes in the sky. And after he did it a few times, the bird merged with the puffy vest on the angel. And when they merged, you saw these huge wings come out and flutter. And when they fluttered towards the sky, towards a certain direction. And all you saw was a big, huge blast, like a shock wave of an electric current or some kind of amperage or voltage. It was like the lightning strike, but it was way bigger. It looked like a shock wave, and it just went boom. And instead of the clouds being white with some streaks of blue from the sky, everything turned purple. And he did it again, and you saw that rich purple in the sky. And like I said, his vest merged with the bird to create that powerful source of energy that burst out to create this color in the sky. I knew that I was at a safe distance watching, because if I had been any closer to him, I would have felt that voltage. All right, and it was amazing. I don't know why he took me into Maryland, but that's where he took me to watch. And the only reason I know it was Maryland was because that's the state he said out loud. And so I knew a really big storm was coming, something severe, and I didn't want to get caught up in it. So I went running in a certain direction and I said, I need to find those I love, and I know to tell them what's about to happen so they can come with me to safety. And it was hard because so many people were trying to get out at that point. And when they were seeing the change in the sky, they were afraid and trying to evacuate, but it was so expensive to try to evacuate somewhere else. All the hotels and other places, the prices went up, and people couldn't find places to stay. They felt like they were going to be stuck in danger. Was a big deal. It was a big deal. This could be a literal storm, or it could be a spiritual storm coming to Maryland. I would say I didn't get to see his face, but typically when God sends angels of judgment, it is for a very specific reason. And they're not the ones you're gonna sit and convene with and talk with a lot. They're busy casting judgment, casting curses. All right, so I don't know what's going on in Maryland. I don't know why it's going on over there. That's something I don't have the answer to at this point. I just have this dream that I want to share. So I want to take you to a scripture and then we'll end the video. All right, so if you look here, we're at Job 39. Right, let's start at verse 24. With fierceness and rage, he swallows the ground. He cannot stand still at the sound of the trumpet. When the trumpet sounds, he says, "Aha!" He smells the battle from afar, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads his wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? On the rock he dwells and makes his home, on the rocky crag and stronghold. From there he spies out the prey. His eyes behold it from far away. His young ones suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is he. So I want to just say it appears to me that the Lord is casting judgment. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but Maryland is a hot spot. With that, I'm Judge Seraphim, and I'm signing off.